The midterm elections next year that might help gauge where the electorate is at, as far as President Trump and his loyal GOP lawmakers, that might be a better place to start sending out feelers about running for president. But Glenn Youngkin gets an early start tomorrow at the annual Lincoln Dinner in Des Moines, Iowa. Casey Myers with Virginia Tech School of Communication.
What I think Youngkin is doing is probably looking and seeing what his reputation is and maybe where he sits with the general election voter. He would be a contender also because he's coming out of a blue state as a Republican governor, and if you were to somehow be able to change the electoral map, that is certainly a net advantage.
As the sitting vice president, J.D. Vance may be at the top of the contenders list for 2028. However, Myers says of Governor Youngkin,
he's someone that's on the list. And I think that the reason is that they're looking at a talent pool that is going to be able to kind of reach out beyond the Trump base and keep the base. This is a different Republican Party than it was in 2016, obviously. So they're looking at, you know, who's going to be the kind of the next in line. Is that going to be someone very close to Trump, or is it going to be somehow a Trump-adjacent politician?
Youngkin has been spending time in public recently recounting what he says are key wins for his administration when it comes to things like job growth, capital investment in the state, and streamlining regulations. Gene Marano, WFIR News.